Connect FM 93.5, 95.3. Good afternoon, Mary Lynn.
Good afternoon, Diane. And good afternoon, Sonia Werfel, who is our guest in the studio. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. We're going to talk a little burlesque. We're going to talk a little feminism.
Awesome.
We've got a power-packed way to get the show kicked off. Now, Sonia, you've got a show coming up that will be at the Canopy Club on Thursday.
That's right.
March 17th. It's caused some controversy.
A little.
A little bit of controversy. Bit. Mm-hmm. It's called Ginger Brûlée Presents Voulez-vous Brûlée.
Yes, it means do you want to burn or to become inflamed or impassioned?
Ooh, okay. And that has a little bit to do with your thoughts on femininity. It also has to do with your red hair.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. And also the fact that I am a huge fan of the MGM musical. So I actually do some tap dancing as well.
Okay. And, cool. And yes, I mean, you've done phenomenal things. You performed in New York. Mm-hmm. Your director, producer, choreographer. Mm-hmm. You've done amazing things here at the university as well.
Yep.
And you're studying for your thesis.
I am. I'm just about to finish my master's degree in the Department of Dance here at the U of I.
Okay. And so part of your thesis is this burlesque style mm-hmm. show that you're putting on.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you had a wonderful spread in the newspaper this weekend. And I see that in the picture, for anybody who didn't see it in the entertainment section of the newspaper Sunday, it looks like you're sitting in a birdcage on a swing.
Oh, yes. Cool.
Yes.
And, I like that. Which is pretty amazing. And what is the deal with that? Do you think that women are caged? Is that what this means?
I wouldn't be quite so literal. I think there's a lot of societal expectations that confine women, in particular mothers and housewives. Mm-hmm. I think that we as a society have a lot of expectations for what's appropriate and inappropriate for women in my position.
Because you're a mom.
Yeah, exactly. And a teacher and a scholar. Yeah.
And just like the rest of us, on a Saturday, you might be scrubbing the floor.
Oh, undoubtedly so.
All right. And then there's a quote that you've added on. If you go to Sonia, Sonia Werfel, Warfel.com, which we'll also post on our Facebook page, you can learn more about this show. But there's a quote from, Simone de Beauvoir?
Beauvoir, yeah.
De Beauvoir. All right. See, I'm not very classy. Says why the quote says there are women who make themselves a nosegay, a cage of birds. First of all, what's a nosegay?
It's a small flower arrangement.
Okay.
A tiny little delicate flower arrangement.
Okay.
Yeah. So Simone de Beauvoir was what we would call a first generation feminist.
Mm-hmm.
Really interested in state mandated inequalities like voting rights and property rights mm-hmm. for women. And she took issue with this idea of creating sort of a false identity for oneself that with the makeup and the hair and the clothing, we disguise ourselves as women.
Mm-hmm.
If you look a little bit later on in the 60s and 70s, my mother's generation, we would call that sort of second wave feminism, where the women were more interested in addressing social inequalities.
Mm-hmm. You got to burn the bra.
I guess that
kind of came more in the 70s, right?
Yep. Okay. 60s and 70s. Yes, definitely. Efforts to pass the Equal Rights Amendment, mm-hmm. which is as yet unrealized.
Yeah. Which is so hard to believe.
Yeah, reproductive rights. Absolutely. Right. So the era that we find ourselves in now is generally considered third wave feminism. So I am not only the metaphorical daughter of my mother's generation, I am the, the actual literal daughter of the women's liberation movement. So the kind of work that I'm doing right now, while it really does pay homage to the hard won efforts of my mother's and my grandmother's generation, it is a very different sort of work than they we're doing.
I would say. Okay, so we'll get a little bit more into that. What do you mean by third wave feminism? What does that mean?
I would say the third wave feminists, myself included, have a quarrel with the second wave in that it almost exclusively addressed a white middle class experience, and that is not everyone's experience. The third wave is much more inclusive in terms of gender identity and race and social position, and it's a much more global view of women's rights as opposed to specifically the highly educated white middle class female.
Okay. All right, so we're beyond June Cleaver.
And Betty Crocker. And Betty Crocker.
I'd like to say that we're beyond June Cleaver and Betty Crocker. I think we still, particularly in conservative communities like our own, we expect our women to be June Cleaver and Betty Crocker. And when we don't conform to those expectations, there's repercussions.
You think so? But I do. I guess I have a hard time seeing that because here Diane and I said,
Hamburger Helper Mom, hello.
But here we are. And quite frankly, we're among the first female talk radio show hosts in Champaign, period. I mean, we're kind of historic here, along with Patty Dudley and Linda Z.
But I think that underscores my point precisely because
we're the first at this point.
Okay.
All right, I get you. So we're still
you're still an anomaly.
We're still breaking the glass ceiling. Well, and you know, one thing that has shocked me, you know, I know I'm taking this from yours to radio, but you think about Chicago, number three radio market in the country, doesn't have a single female lead, female host at all. And that shocks me because I think women have something to say.
I believe so. Yes.
All right. So, guys, now don't be tuning out here because we're not. As you've noticed, there hasn't been any male bash in here. This is all about women. You know, just figuring out you know where we are and identifying ourselves and trying to break stereotypes and moving on to new things. So, if you're listening and you want to pipe in on this, what do you think about feminism today? What do you think? Do you think that are you saying that basically if you're a mom, you're not supposed to be sexy? Or you're not supposed to be confident. You're supposed to just kind of quietly remove yourself from society and stay quiet and take care of the kids and just deal with that stuff.
I think that yes, I know that this some people may disagree with me, but I think that women who don't conform to that expectation are chastise. I really do.
And so what's interesting is you're making your point with a burlesque style show.
Yes.
And so we're going to get into that because I've got some questions about that idea. And so we'll hit that next. We're talking with Sonia Warfel here. And again, she's got a show. It's called Ginger Brulee Presents Voulez-Vous Brulee. And it's Thursday at the Canopy Club, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. So there's the show. And then there's a fun party afterward. Yeah. Well, I mean, heck, it's your thesis is done. You've shown it. You've done the whole thing. So anyway, more on that coming up here on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Why just listen when you can connect? We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is 12:16. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And, hang on a second. I wanted to play something else. This is... Let me see if I can hit play. We've got Sonia Warfel in with us. Sonia's presenting a show Thursday at the Canopy Club. Ginger Brulee presents Voulez-Vous Brulee. This is a little Tony Bennett stepping out. You are the star. You're the female dancer in this video.
Oh, it was so, so fun. He was just the most amazing gentleman. What an amazing talent.
Wow. How cool was that?
It was just about the most exciting thing. I'm a big fan of jazz music and all its forms, and Tony in particular.
Well, I've posted a link so people can learn more about your show on our Facebook page. I'll need to post this, too, so people can see you dancing around and doing your thing with Tony Bennett. You also did a performance at Carnegie that got rave reviews, and then you were doing that with some famous people, too.
Yeah, with Nathan and Julie Gunn. I was really honored to be invited to do a performance with them.
Yeah, you've got incredible credentials. You guys have done some, you and your husband, Andy, have done some things at the Krannert Center.
Yep.
You guys are the ones behind the Black Party that happens downtown every year.
Oh, we haven't actually done it in a couple of years. We started and then handed it off.
You got it kicked off.
We did.
Well, I remember my dad happened to be in town the one time and we got in there and it was correct. I mean, just, Andy's just incredible with putting together. I mean, he does this internationally, puts together.
Yeah. He's a set designer and a production designer. Yeah.
Right. And he's also producing or helping out with your show, The Birdcage.
Yeah, among other set pieces, yes. There's a lavish set and costumes in this.
Awesome. And it's a burlesque theme. You said there's going to be tap dancing. Mm-hmm. The costumes are going to be pretty elaborate. Mm-hmm. Why burlesque when what your thesis is about exploring feminism? Why burlesque?
Well, burlesque really means to send up, and it means to satirize or to make a mockery of. So it does not mean striptease. It is associated with striptease because of the decline of the vaudeville tradition during the Depression.
Okay.
But really, burlesque is comedy and social commentary, and so that's what I'm doing.
And Ginger Rose, Ginger Lee Rose?
Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy Rose. Gypsy, I'm sorry, I don't know my burlesque people very well, but so you say she was the master.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There are neo-burlesque performers now that are carrying on that tradition of social commentary. They are funny, they are witty, and they take this sort of titillating art form and really help you to think about some serious issues.
So that's not objectifying women, though? Because, one would think that you could just do a comedy routine and make people laugh and add the humor and all of that without having to have the without having to remove clothing.
But what if that's what the performer intends to do or wants to do? What about her agency? What if we sort of step back and reordinate our thinking in such a way that we're not so much concerned with the viewer's discomfiture or excitement of the performer, but really the performer's enjoyment of the show. So I think it's really interesting to note that the majority of burlesque audiences today are women. Mm-hmm. The women are on stage and in the audience. The women on stage are creating their own work for themselves. They're talking about issues that are important to them. So it really is, in a lot of ways, a female-driven resurgence.
Okay. Well, we'll get some more information from Sonia on how you can attend the show here in just a few minutes. We're going to zip over to the Wall Street Journal Report, and we'll be right back. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Talk radio station you can hear loud and clear day and night on FM. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Talking about women and how they're perceived. Coming up after 12:30, we're going to talk about a teacher who has lost her current job because of her past. So stay tuned for that. It's an interesting conundrum.
Thank goodness that's not the case in radio.
It's 12:24. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
Sonia Warfel is in the studio with us, and Sonia's got a show coming up Thursday at the Canopy Club. Ginger Brulee presents Voulez-vous Brulee. A little bit of a burlesque feel to it, and it is controversial. And I know, Sonia, you've gotten some hate mail about this.
Yeah, I got some anonymous mail. It was sort of interesting. I think primarily because people have a misconception about what my work really is about. Honestly, this work is cleaner than most of what you would see on cable television.
Okay. All right.
If you could handle Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire, Sid Charisse, you can handle this.
Okay, so it's not some nasty, dirty thing.
Yeah.
And then there was also controversy because this is for your thesis, and there are some university dancers that will be participating.
Yeah.
There was some controversy that that you were, I don't know, putting them in a precarious situation.
Yeah, I think that the department did a great job of ensuring the students' safety. And in particular, as an instructor, I do have the power of the grade. And we do have to be really sensitive in this sort of work. And what we decided to do is to have all of the students sign a right of refusal. In other words, explaining to them that they did not have to do anything that they felt uncomfortable with. And so that worked out really well. The students were invited to do the work. If they didn't feel comfortable doing something, they didn't do it.
Okay. Well, that's kind of interesting because in the process of this thesis where you're exploring feminism, femininity, you're also having to deal with, basically as the manager of this production, also dealing with women and their feelings and their thoughts and what they want to do.
And their privacy, because as public performers, I think it was really important we made a decision, too, that the dancers would not use their real names. I mean, in an era of social transparency, we felt it was important that the dancers have burlesque names so that, you know, there's always the chance that somebody with bad intentions would come and see the show and make assumptions about the dancers, which would be incorrect. Correct.
So, and yours is Ginger.
Yes.
And then there's like Mimi and...
Mimi, Kiki, Fifi, Lulu.
I love that.
That's now, Diane, I mean, you're a mom here. And we were talking earlier with Sonia about, you know, it still seems like there's a stigma and that moms need to be a certain way. And things like, what do you think when you're hearing her talk about this?
Well, I know for me, I just had such a high standard of a mother who seemed to do it all, but didn't really have that full-time job. She did work, but it was kind of at her own leisure. And so she did manage the household and get all the menu planning done and cooked all the meals and went to the church meetings and choir and, you know, everything so active. And it's really hard to live up to that standard.
Absolutely.
And remember that there is this own little character of yourself that has sexuality rolled up in it.
Well, I expect she probably felt like she was having difficulty living up to her own mother's standard.
Right.
But I guess I don't want to say that there's anything wrong with that, because maybe that particular mom was very happy doing mm-hmm. those things.
You know, you raise a really interesting point, and that is, as a young woman growing up in the 70s and 80s, I think, without being explicitly told so, I came to believe that the only way I could disappoint my mother's generation was if I became a stay-at-home mom. And if I succumbed to the drudgery of my grandmother's generation, that the women who raised me said, you can be anything. You can be an astronaut. You can be president of the United States. But God forbid you should decide to stay home with your kids, which I did for 10 years.
And there, you know, that's kind of funny that you bring that up, because there are a lot of moms who, if today they say they're a stay-at-home mom, people will look at them and say, what?
Yep.
Yeah.
So and they're doing the hardest job in the world.
It almost seems like you can't please anybody no matter what you do. If you're too involved with your career, then you're not being a good mom. If you stay home and take care of the kids, then what? You're just a stay-at-home mom?
Right.
Don't think, even to this day, that men face the same sort of double standard.
Right. Well, I mean, you see that. I mean, honestly, you saw that in the last election cycle. You see that every time a mm-hmm. woman steps up and wants to run, mm-hmm. there seems to be more questions about her when it comes to family.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Than it does for men.
Absolutely.
So,
and then the whole family is like under scrutiny, public scrutiny, because she stepped into the spotlight for a second.
Well, and it depends on whether you're a Republican or Democrat on how much scrutiny your family will be under.
Right.
So, but anyway, it's very interesting what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I obviously it's going to be phenomenal. I mean, I've seen the work that you and Andy have done, and you've got somebody flying in from out of the country.
I'm so excited. Yeah, we're flying in J Flip, Jessica Philippi. She's a local. She's a DJ. She lives in Berlin now.
Yeah.
And I think it's really exciting to have a woman who is just such an amazing talent on the international scene as a producer and a DJ. And, you know, she's working in a field that's dominated by men. So she's going to be headlining along with DJ Belly, also known as Kevin Miller. So it's going to be a lot of great dancing.
Well, awesome. we've posted the link on our Facebook page, so you can learn more. It's soniawarfel.com, too, if you'd rather just do it on your own. That's soniawarfel.com. And, again, the performance is this Thursday, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Canopy mm-hmm. Club. And it's only, what, $5 to get in?
It's $5 now. It'll be 10 at the door, so
ten
go
at
ahead
the
and
door.
Get your ticket.
Okay,
get
cool. And you've got to be 18 to get in.
You do have to be 18 to get in.
All right. And it is tasteful, so you don't have to feel weird that you're going to go. I mean, you can go and enjoy the
Absolutely.
Show. Enjoy the concept.
I hope so.
All right. Well, wonderful. Sonia, thanks so much for
coming in and
for giving us some food for thought.
Yes. And thanks for giving us these entertaining options here in town. I just love the cultural dose that you've given to Champaign-Urbana, you and Andy.
Yeah, that's very true. You guys bring the New York hip to Champaign for sure.
It's funny with Andy being from between Tolono and Sedora.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Andy and I went to school together. So we were in many theater productions, even in Single Digits of Life. So Mrs. Mary Ellen Page was just quite an inspiration
Mary Ellen,
to us. So
That's amazing.
And we both still keep in touch with Madge, so it's all good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in,
Thanks
Sonia.
For having
and
me.
Good luck. Or break a leg.
Break a leg.
Break a leg. Break a leg, Ginger Brulee. It's 12:31 on Connect FM.